host, Rhonda Romero. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Why is Sega added a game for the All-Stars Racing roster for the game called, Sonic & Sega All-Stars Racing, Ultimate & Transformed, 2015, Fanmade, Real, and the DLC from this game includes Yakko, Wakko, and Dot. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Sega's decision to add a game for the All-Stars Racing roster has come as quite a surprise to many fans. The game, Sonic & Sega All-Stars Racing, Ultimate & Transformed, was released in 2015 and has since gained a loyal following. So, why did Sega choose to add this game to their roster?
One reason could be the popularity of the Sonic franchise. Sonic the Hedgehog has been a beloved character for over 2 decades, and fans have been eager for new content featuring the iconic Blue Hedgehog. By adding Sonic to the All-Stars Racing roster, Sega was able to tap into that fanbase and offer them a new way to experience the Sonic universe. Another reason could be the success of previous racing games. The All-Stars Racing franchise has always been well regarded by fans and critics alike, so it's no surprise that Sega would want to continue that success with the addition of a new game. By incorporating characters from their various franchises, Sega was able to create a unique and exciting racing game that would appeal to a wide variety of players.
But what about the DLC for the game? Why did it include Yakko, Wakko, and Dot?
The addition of the Animaniacs characters to the DLC was likely a nod to nostalgia. The Animaniacs cartoon was a popular show in the 90s and has since gained a cult following. By including Yakko, Wakko, and Dot in the DLC for Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, Ultimate and Transform, Sega was able to tap into that nostalgia and offer fans a chance to play as some of their favorite childhood characters.
Overall, the decision to add a game to the All-Stars Racing roster was likely a combination of factors, including the popularity of the Sonic franchise and the success of previous racing games. And the inclusion of Yakko, Wakko, and Dot in the DLC was a nod to nostalgia and a way to offer fans a chance to play as some beloved childhood characters. Thank you all for joining us again on Sonic Podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.